be on the stage.
Yeah.
Hello, darling.
How does it that?
How are you today?
I'm very well.
You know, here I go again.
No, no, no.
Exactly
no,
the same
it
thing.
Doesn't matter.
How are you? I am very well, you know. Why do we do this? It
no.
is habit, you know.
Yes, that's right.
I think it is something that we bring, you know,
yes, yes.
from the old life, you
yes,
know.
Yes, that's right.
As if I did not know how you were, since I am with you constantly.
Yes, darling.
And I came with you this morning.
Yes, exactly.
And you stopped to get some flowers.
You saw me?
Of course I saw you. They are very beautiful. Thanks. And I want to thank you for them.
Oh, darling.
And I know that you bring them for
yes.
me.
Yes, darling.
Well, I am here with the children.
Oh,
but
darling.
You know, I was thinking about what we were talking about the other day about incarnations.
Yes.
I have learned so much about ourselves,
oh,
you know.
Yes.
I realized why it was that we had to come together
yes.
in this last life.
Yes.
It was as if we had to finish
yes.
something we had not finished before.
Before.
And there were certain things that we had to learn
yes.
and things that we had to do.
Yes.
And I now know that
yes.
it will not be that we have to come back again.
Oh, that is
we right. have finished
yes.
with the life of the material.
Yes, that's right.
This time.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Nothing, sort of...
I was with you when you went to the seaside place.
Yes, yes. darling. I
was with you in the train.
Yes.
And I was with you when you had lunch.
Yes.
And when you were listening to
yes.
them and
yes.
the tapes.
Yes.
And you were talking about all sorts of things, you
yes.
know?
I felt your presence there.
Oh, I was very close to you.
Yes.
What a wonderful arrangement it all is.
Yes.
How many tape recorders have they got in
oh,
that room?
I think they have several. But they can only use one.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Why?
Well, you can't have half a dozen tape recorders going all the time.
Oh, no, no. I see what you mean.
Yes. So, I suppose if one is out of order or anything, they can always have another.
They are quite nice people.
Yes.
I think they are
yes.
very sincere.
I want to clear up a little misunderstanding that has been between Leslie and them. And I hope and pray that you will help also.
I don't know what I can do.
Yes, darling.
I think it is an extraordinary thing, you know, that people who have so much in common
yes.
should not be able to agree.
Yes,
but of course, if people do bad things,
yes.
I suppose then it is understandable that there is a bad
yes.
feeling, you know?
Yes.
I don't know anything about it. I don't think it is for us to interfere.
Because to bear ill feeling towards anyone, it hurts you just as much.
I know.
You see? And
but I think what people should realize is most important is the work that people
exactly.
can do.
Yes,
it is
right.
more important than
yes.
the people.
Yes, that's
I
right.
mean, the people are important too,
yes.
but
yes.
they are but instruments, you know?
Correct.
I mean, if the gramophone record
yes.
doesn't play well,
yes.
Perhaps there is nothing wrong with the record, but mm. there's something wrong with the instrument, huh?
That's right. That
so,
true.
I
yes.
don't know. Perhaps I should not say it, because
no,
it is not for us to
no.
interfere. And sometimes people don't understand that they do stupid things.
But I've been strongly impressed to...
Well, I don't want you to get caught up in trouble.
No, no. I can only advise.
I know. But I think people should think more deeply.
Yes.
About what is important and what is not important.
Yes.
Of course, if people do bad things, then they should be made to understand
that's
it's wrong.
They suffer from it.
You know?
Yes.
Anyway, let us talk about ourselves.
Yes,
this is our last time today.
Yes,
until
yes.
next month, is it? July
yes.
you come?
July I come, darling.
Well,
about
yes.
the 11th I come.
I can't tell you how important that is for me.
So
and
it
I
is.
Am going to concentrate
so
next
is.
Time on speaking something in our language.
Darling.
For Mama, you
yes,
know.
Darling. That would be very nice.
But not today.
No,
today
no.
is our day.
Yes.
And we must make the best of it.
Yes, correct. And next time I'm staying over for 2 weeks, so we'll
two
have...
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
That will be your summer holiday.
Yes, that's right. And we'll have ample opportunity, and Leslie has been so kind to...
I know.
...full time. I'm very thankful to him. He doesn't know how much I love him, but I
oh,
do.
I think he does.
I'm
sure he realizes
yes.
a little well.
I look at his picture every day at home and talk to him.
No.
Well,
so,
I don't think...
Well, Al Flint's.
Huh?
Al Flint's picture.
Yes.
No, I don't do it.
Oh, is it you, Mithi?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were butting in.
What did he say to you? He came and...
He says, "Oh, Mr. Flynn."
Let's talk about something else.
Yes, darling.
The children are very happy.
Are they?
And they are so beautiful.
Yeah,
I hope they can't hear me. But I am so happy with the children.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, I realized that in the past,
yes,
the children were part of our existence too.
Were they? You know, the other day I was going to ask you, what are the children in our previous incarnation?
Well, no. The children were at one time,
yes,
born to us in a previous incarnation.
Uh-huh.
But only once.
Only once. Mm.
Because, you know, we have not always been husband and wife.
Mm?
We have not always been husband and wife.
No.
Oh, no. People have this idea, you know,
yeah.
I think, that if they have been incarnated many times, that they were of the same association. No.
Uh-huh.
We have been brother and sister.
Uh-huh.
We have been mother and son.
Uh-huh.
You have also been female in a previous incarnation.
Really?
What people don't realize is that to become a complete person or a complete soul, it is necessary to experience many things
in
many ways, you know.
It's like,
for instance, a woman is not complete without the realization of previous experiences as a man.
Yes.
You see, after all, physically, when you are born, when you develop in your world, there are the seeds, as it were, of the masculine, even though you are born feminine.
Yes.
It is only by accident, almost, of birth, that you are male or female.
Aha.
That is why you have many people in your world who are, as it were, a mixture, you know?
That's right.
I think everyone has the tendencies in various directions for the opposite sex within themselves.
Yes.
Until you have gone through many experiences and become, as it were, a mixture of both, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the complete personality is a person who has experienced many things in many lives,
mm-hmm,
in many bodies, and have been in both sexes, you know. I don't think that one realizes that love is, when it is the full love, embraces all manner of expressions.
Yes.
It is not just purely physical.
No.
It is not just purely masculine or feminine.
No.
It is a complete combination of every emotion.
Mind to mind. Yes.
Over here, on the higher planes, so I understand, there is no sexual instincts at all.
No.
It is completely gone.
No.
You are a perfect specimen of a soul that has evolved.
Yes.
And there is no physical aspect whatsoever. These things of the mind are important, but what is important is the evolution of the spirit to the highest possible form of expression, which combines many things. And when things have had to change and some things you have lost, I mean, for instance, you lose many of the old ideas and many of the old theories. You learn to dissect everything, and you learn how to throw away from you the things that are unimportant and only retain the things that are good, you know.
Yes.
When you come here, we shall be together as we were.
Yes.
But this will be for a period of time, and gradually, as we evolve together, we shall merge. Well, we are one now.
Yes, of course.
But we should be more so.
Yes.
I don't know how to explain this.
Yes, I understand that. And tell me, we have been married before in previous lives.
Oh, we have been married three times, as far as I know.
Yes.
We have been brother and sister once.
Yes.
We have been mother and son once.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think I must have had all the different emotions in regard to you in relationships. Which are normal and human.
Yes.
But I think the children, I don't know, but I am sure this is true, that this time, materially, it was not necessary for them to stay, you know?
Yeah.
I'm convinced this is true.
And
it was not necessary for them to be reborn in a material sense.
Yes. Yes, I understand.
You know, we don't know enough about the power of thought.
No.
We don't know how it often reacts upon circumstances and conditions.
Yes.
And how we ourselves,
yes,
by the very condition of our thought, can create,
yes,
not only physically,
no,
but in a mental and spiritual sense.
Yes.
We have created, as it were, many things of which at the moment you are unconscious,
absolutely,
and unaware. But we have brought into being certain things which one day I hope I can find a way of explaining to you. But the children, they are what I suppose one could call old souls. You know?
Old souls.
Yes, because they have,
yes,
had, to my knowledge, as far as we are concerned,
yes,
this previous incarnation or some centuries ago.
Yes.
But previous to that, I am sure,
yes,
that they also had experiences which were apart or separate from ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And how to explain that, I,
yes,
don't know.
No. I understand that.
You know, once I have a wonderful picture of you.
Huh?
Once I have a wonderful picture of you.
Have you?
How do I say this?
Yes.
It is you.
Yes.
But not as you are now.
No.
But as you were once.
Yes.
Many, many centuries of time ago.
Yes.
When you were in high office.
Yes.
In Syria.
In Syria?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I think I have told you that in one incarnation we were in ancient Egypt.
Yes, that's right.
But some centuries after that.
Yes.
I don't know how long exactly, but
yes,
I can probably find out.
Yes.
You were in Syria.
Yes.
You were an Assyrian.
Yes.
And you led a vast concourse,
yes,
is that the
yes,
word?
That's right.
Of people.
Yes.
Trying to change the attitude of mind,
yes,
and outlook,
yes,
towards politics.
Yes.
And you were very unpopular in some quarters,
yes,
but you gathered around you a vast number of people,
uh-huh,
who were anxious to bring changes,
yes,
because there had been, for centuries, I understand,
yes,
a great deal of trouble,
mm-hmm,
and war between Egypt and Assyria.
Yes.
And you were anxious to bring understanding and peace.
Yes. Correct.
And perhaps this is in history books, I don't know.
Yes.
But you see, previous to that, we had been Egyptian.
Uh-huh.
And I think that after we were killed,
yes,
we die,
yes,
we return, I don't know how long, perhaps 200 years later, 150, I don't know. Time is difficult.
Yes.
And you were born, and you were brought up in Syria, you know.
Were you with me then?
Yes,
uh-huh,
but I was in love with you then, but we were not together.
Not together.
No, because I was a princess,
mm-hmm,
and you were,
right,
and you were a man of high estate,
yes,
who was opposed to the dynasty, not opposed to the dynasty, but you were opposed to the way in which the country was being run,
mm-hmm,
and by the power that was taken from the people, and the way they were subjugated, and you were in sympathy with the people, and you tried to do things diplomatically,
yeah,
but unfortunately you aroused a great deal of anger among certain noble people, and you were arrested, and I pleaded for your life, that if, you know,
yeah,
that you should not be put to death,
yeah,
that you should be allowed to leave the country, and I have great problem on this, because I think then my father, he realized that you, that I was in love with you, which made the situation worse instead of better, and in consequence you were thrown from the cliff, the top of the cliff, and you were killed, and I committed suicide very soon after. This is a long story,
yes,
and I have to find more detail to put,
yes,
fill in the picture, you know.
Now, listen, darling, there is a name in that time called Hafez, H-E-F-E-Z.
So, you know something about it.
Now listen, this Hafez, prince of Persia, It has something to bear with me in a previous incarnation.
Yes, that is true, because although you were not, as far as I know, at any time in Persia, as a Persian,
mm-hmm.
there is a link, because there is a great wisdom that is to be found in Hafid.
Yes.
You know?
That's right.
And he tried to introduce new ideas.
New ideas, yes.
And he also was unpopular in some quarters. You see, at the time of which I speak, there was great unrest. There had been many years of war and warring.
Yes.
There had been many skirmishes on the borders.
Yes.
And many peoples had been killed. And it was all very unfortunate because you could see the stupidity of all this. I think from what I've been able to gather about you, you've always been something of a reformer. You've always wanted to do things that were not popular.
Yes.
And in consequence, you became in some quarters unpopular.
Yes.
And sometimes it felt people in high positions felt it was necessary to get rid of you.
Mother,
you know, for three times we were brought together.
Yes.
And each time we were separated or we were prevented from living together by circumstances.
Yes.
You see, I had to learn many things too.
Mm.
I had been born twice, at least to my knowledge, in noble houses of high place, you know.
Yes, that's right.
And I had been brought up in a tradition and a way.
Yes.
And it was very difficult for me to shed this.
Yes.
I was what you would call very difficult or autocratic, is that the word?
Yes.
And I had no idea of the poverty, and or if I did, I did not see it or did not want to know about it. I was like so many people who are born into high families or who rule. I suppose we learn to ignore or perhaps to think that this had to be.
Yes.
Even I believe now, even today, there are people who say, oh well, there are some who are born to serve and others who are born to be looked after. You know, I mean, people who are wealthy and in a high position cannot understand what it is to be poor.
Mm.
They may try to be helpful or sympathetic or perhaps make a donation to this or that, but that does not answer the problem.
Mm.
You know, I think always you, much more than me, have been more sympathetic, more understanding.
Mm.
I have had to learn much. For me it was harder, I suppose, in a kind of way.
Yes.
You know, you have always been my guiding light.
No.
I don't think you realize that.
No, no.
I have learned more from you in my previous lives than I think you ever learned from me.
Yes,
I think I was brought into this life with you, this present existence, for a very definite purpose. I think that I still had something left to learn.
And I always look to you as my guiding light, darling.
Ah, that is true, perhaps in a way that is very true, but
it's like
I realized that I had to come here first to prepare the way for you.
Yes.
You know, I am convinced that we have gone through many lives, many experiences together, and that we have learned from each other, it is true.
Of course.
But I am sure that you are the older soul.
Yes. But I always look upon you as my shining star.
One day I must try very hard to recapture many memories, to tell you things, because I think that some of them, if I can give you more details, you could perhaps verify it.
No.
You know?
Yes.
You because know, I suppose that is important.
Yes. This Hafiz I was speaking to you, you see, he was in the temple of Isis in Egypt.
I know.
And in this temple of Isis, Jesus was initiated in his childhood days, before he took up the ministry, at the age of 32. Now, please study those records more closely.
I will, but
if you,
I think that one has to remember too,
and
I think one should avoid confusion. You know?
That's right.
I think that one has to remember that Jesus was also a very old soul.
Very old.
And that I'm quite sure that he had many incarnations.
Yes, of course.
And I think that it may well be he will come back again.
Yes, I believe so before.
You know, they talk about the second coming.
Yes,
and I think that if only people realize that many of the great teachers and prophets, not just only Jesus, have returned and will return, and they always come at a crucial moment in man's history when the need is very great.
Yes.
But that does not mean to say that they are always recognized.
No.
You know?
Yes.
Because if Christ were to come back into your world today, I doubt if anyone would realize or recognize.
No.
Because he would come in a different way in any case.
Exactly.
And not as Jesus.
No.
He would come in a different way, perhaps born in different circumstances.
Correct.
And would work and have his being in a different way. But the point is that it would still be the Jesus spirit.
Yes.
You know, people don't realize that we can assume as we want, to many characters, how you say. For instance, if it were possible, I'm sure it is, I could come back to you at some time, not as you remember me last, but as I was in a previous incarnation. I think that would be very interesting, but I don't think somehow you would be so happy about it.
No, darling.
You always want to think of me as I was last.
Yes, darling.
But we must learn more about ourselves, because that is important and necessary.
Yes.
The more we know about ourselves, the more it will help not only ourselves but others.
But
you know, I want you, I don't know how long you have got to stay in your world, but I think that it's so much that you can do.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to tell you so much over the coming months.
Yeah.
And so that you have a lot of material that you can gradually perhaps put together.
Yeah.
And perhaps, who knows, you may be able to put it into a book later, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will see.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy when you come and talk to me. It makes me so happy. I just want you to be to realize.
Darling, you don't know how happy I feel when...
And I want you, when you are at home, to... As you do, you have your quiet hour, you know, when you send out your thoughts and that to me, when you sit in the quiet and the peace and the tranquility of the house, you know, I come very close to you. And if you have the tape recorder on, I can't say, but I will do my utmost. To do something.
Yes.
We are all still trying with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We must not give up the tape recorder.
No. I'm waiting for the inspiration, darling.
Well, I feel that it is worth the effort.
Yes.
Because we don't know any more than you do, in a way,
as
to what results we may be able to create.
You see,
every time you sit, every time we come, it is rather as if it were an experiment, you know?
Yes.
We have to express ourselves as best we can under the circumstances of the moment.
Yes. You see, there is another man with whom I'm in touch. He's bringing out a book, under the title of Carry On Talking, and it is coming out for publication at the end of this month.
So?
I have ordered that book.
That should be very interesting.
And it will be, of course, a guide and something to work on. And he says that he has got some definite results. And he is a director of the man who published that book, called Breakthrough, by a man called Rodin.
So that is about the tape recording, sir.
Yes.
But not like you and me.
No, not like
the way I come and talk to you, which is natural.
Yes.
I mean, here it is marvelous, because I can talk and have a natural conversation.
Yes.
But this other method, I don't understand it, really, except that I know that these things are picked, as you say, up. On the recordings, huh?
Yes.
But it would be marvelous if I could do that with you.
Yes.
But I don't know. I think that when the...
But I think if the right conditions are found...
Well, we have to have a medium, I suppose. I don't know.
Yes.
But I don't mind who the medium is or what the method is, as long as you get into touch.
Unless you make me...
I wish... Well, you are in a kind of way, because we are so in tune...
Yes.
We are so in touch mentally.
Yes.
But of course you would like something like this, huh?
Do you know, I have sat in the dark just like this.
I know.
And hoping for...
Well, who knows?
Yes.
It is not for want of trying, my dear.
No.
But in any case, you know, deep down, that we are in touch.
That's
when you are quiet and peaceful... Yes. You receive my impressions and my thoughts,
and
we are very much in tune.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You must not worry too much about it.
No, I don't.
Just let things take their natural course, huh?
No, exactly.
When are you coming again? Because I have to go.
Darling, I shall come.
Give my love to Mama.
Yes, darling.
And next time, I'm going to make a point.
I'll
concentrate into speaking.
And talk to her, darling, just as if you are talking to a child.
I will do my best.
You see?
My love to you. I must go. I love you, darling.
So
all my love and bless you.
God bless you.
I hate to say goodbye. What should I say?
And give a big hug and...
I'm not going to say goodbye.
No, give a big hug and kiss to my...
Until next time, darling.
Give a big hug and kiss to Sibylla and Peter. God bless you.
I will.
God bless you, darling.
She's marvellous. Oh. You know, really, she's terrific. And she's got so much she wants to convey to you. And she will in time. Yes. Anyway, I'll see you again when you come to London, my
okay.
love. All my love and
God
Peter, hug and kiss from me and all.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Goodbye, Uncle Dino.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Uncle Dino.
You're good, dear.